Hi, Fellowship. This is Dan Schaefer. I wanted to let you know on the front end of this episode that this is not a normal episode. This is a special edition to address the devastation that has come to the Gulf Coast of Texas over the last week and how you can be a part of the recovery efforts. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Welcome to this special edition of Fellowship Talks. I'm Amy Scrivanos, and I'm here with Dan Schaefer. Over the last week, Hurricane Harvey and its lingering storms have devastated the Gulf Coast of Texas, specifically the city of Houston.
That's right, Amy. It's really hard to see the pictures and the videos on the news. It's hard to read the stories of loss. You know, I heard that the storm system dropped so much rain that if it were spread out over the entire country, it would have covered the whole United States with a quarter inch of rain.
Wow, that's unbelievable. We know that our Fellowship family has been affected greatly by this too. Many of us have friends or family who've had to abandon their homes. Many have had to walk or swim through the floodwaters to find safety and become refugees in their own city.
Yeah, I was talking with a friend yesterday from our church here who said his parents had to wade through waist-deep floodwaters in the middle of the night for a mile to find refuge. And even I almost left on Monday to go on a rescue mission to pick up someone who lost everything and bring him back to live with us. The destruction down there is just unbelievable, and this situation is personal for all of us here at Fellowship.
Mm-hmm. I think all of us here have this sense of wanting to do something to help, but we don't necessarily know what to do. So we want to encourage you to be the arms and feet of Jesus and bring help and hope in the way that God's leading you.
Fellowship is in this fight for recovery and restoration, and Clayton Lee, who is our local missions pastor at Fellowship, is here with us to help us better understand what Fellowship is doing and how we can be involved. Clayton, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, yeah. Happy to be here. It's exciting.
Yeah. So, Clayton, as we've been talking with you, you've mentioned a couple of ways that we can get involved in the recovery effort here at Fellowship. Can you talk a little bit more about those and share that with our body?
Sure. Yeah, I think the theme of helping is fight the urge. We all want to help. Everyone wants to do something, especially as they're seeing these images on the screen. And our immediate reaction is, something needs to happen right now. I have to be involved. And that's a good reaction. We want you to be involved, but the way you do that is very important. There's basically two ways to go about it. There's mm-hmm. the financial way, and then there is the going and serving way. So let's just start with the giving piece of finances or resources. Disaster relief professionals around the world have this term they use called the disaster after the disaster. And this is the idea that after the floodwaters recede, they're left with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds of donated items. Some of these items will be used, and that's mm-hmm. a very good thing. Diapers, medical supplies, clothing, a lot of these things will be used. But if you just pack up your stuff and send it, one of the things that causes an issue is you don't necessarily know where those things need to go. And so mm-hmm. there's been disasters in the past where if you send a box of clothing, it'll show up in a place 50 miles away from where it needs to be, and there's no one able to get it there. So overall, the best thing you can do if you want to give is to send in financial resources. Donate directly to either larger organizations or smaller organizations that you know and trust. Here at Fellowship, we have a disaster relief fund that we have set aside for events just like this. And so we would encourage you to donate directly to Fellowship. Mark it as disaster relief on our online giving platform, and that money will be given directly to different organizations, including Arkansas Baptist Disaster Relief, who we partner with, Samaritan's Purse, Red Cross, and the Salvation Army. Although we could give money directly to smaller organizations, one of the things that has been proven over time is that even smaller organizations in disaster times get overwhelmed by the large donations they receive, and they are almost become paralyzed with the money, and so it doesn't actually enter into the stream of recovery until long after the disaster happens.
Yeah.
So it might be best just to stick with either trusted outlets or sending it directly to us and the partners that we've already secured.
That's great. So how are the ways that we can give financially to Fellowship for this?
Sure. There's two ways to give. There's the text-based giving. And you know what? I don't have the number on me. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, that's all right, Clayton, because I got it right here.
Nice.
You can text to 501-406-2577. And this is an option that my family used. We already texted out and it works great. As soon as I texted out our donation, I got an email right back from the church saying thank you for the donation.
So. Yeah, and just put the word disaster in the amount of money that you'd like to donate. So example would be disaster 50 if you want to donate $50. You can also go to the church's online giving platform and there's a little drop down and there's a words that say disaster relief. You select that. Choose the amount you'd like to donate, and that'll go directly to the Disaster Relief Fund.
That's great. These options will be in our show notes, and they're also on our fellowship website, too.
Yeah.
So there's also an option to go.
Yes. Going, similar to giving, you want to be really careful about fighting the urge to just get in your car and start driving. At this exact moment, the devastation is so great that the National Guard has set up a perimeter that it's very difficult to even get into the area without credentials. And those credentials, we have a partnership with Arkansas Baptist Disaster Relief. The Baptists have an incredible network that they've already built on how to respond to these things. It is basically a seamless operation. And so instead of us reinventing the wheel, we decided to partner with them. And so there's several ways that you can partner with the Arkansas Baptist. We have a couple of trainings on September 9th and October 14th. The 9th is in Jonesboro, so it might be a little prohibitive in terms of driving to get there. And then October 14th is in Little Rock. And at that training, you're going to learn all kinds of things, chainsaw training, communications, feeding, and some other specialties that you'll be certified in. And so when you show up, you'll have a certification badge. And you can go down directly with the Arkansas Baptists. They have a bus that'll be traveling on a weekly basis. And they would ask that if you do commit to going, that you would commit to a full week. And because of the distance to Houston, it's a day of travel, 5 days on site, and then another day of travel back home. But they've got it all set up. All you need to do is show up, bring your own bedding, and show up. They'll put you on a bus. You'll sleep in a church or at a nonprofit that's open for you, and then you'll get to work down there. The immediate need is feeding. They need a lot of food preparation. The Arkansas Baptists have a mobile feeding unit that will produce several hundred thousand meals a day. And September 6th and the 13th, these next two Wednesdays, they have options to come to the Arkansas Baptist State Convention headquarters and get trained on how to do the feeding process. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you, if you want to do that, please register in advance. I went to the one yesterday, and they were expecting 50 people, and about 120 showed up. So try to give them a heads up just so they're prepared for you. But again, just think about this in long-term efforts. The hype around what's going on in Houston and the surrounding areas will die down, but it's going to be months of this. The feeding unit will be on site for at least 3 months, and they need 70 people every week to operate the feeding unit. So if you can't go right now, just think about what you can do 2 months from now. And then after the feeding stops, you're going to have months of digging mud out of people's homes, tearing out drywall, chainsaws, cutting down trees that have fallen down. So this is a long-term effort. So please think about, as you get even into the holidays, if you have time, it'd be great to go give.
Yeah, that's good to know, just think about it that way. Just even thinking about that October 14th training feels a little far out with the urgency that we feel, but knowing that that's really okay to wait and be trained October 14th and be able to then go as other people have been working and are stepping out, that there can be a new wave of people stepping in to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Clayton, thank you for sharing this information with us. Again, all the information that Clayton has shared will be in our show notes, and it's also all over the Fellowship website for people to find out more how we can be involved as a church in this. And there's one thing that Clayton said, Amy, that I really just want to point out. The urge, the desire to help is completely natural. It's good. As Christians, this is a natural urge for us, and we just have to do it in the right way, the way that's most beneficial for the victims there. And I wanted to read just a little bit of a passage from Romans 8, starting in verse 22. It says, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." We know that this earth is not our final destination. It's not our final home. And it's okay to be upset, to be frustrated over the devastation that's happened. But we know that we have a greater hope that we're looking forward to when Jesus Christ comes back to reclaim his church. And something that Clayton had in his email really struck through me, the email that went out through the church, and said, "But we must remember that God isn't asking us to fix the world, but rather be a faithful presence in it."
Mm-hmm. I know my parents have been involved with the disaster relief, and one of the things that they always say is that it's such a blessing to them when they go and they serve, that they're so encouraged by the faith of people going through these hard times. And so I really want to encourage our body to step in here and act where God is leading you, whether it be giving financially or being trained to go.
Yeah. So thank you for praying. Thank you for giving. And thank you for going fellowship. Mm-hmm. Until next time, I'm Dan Schaefer.
And I'm Amy Scrivanus.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.